to release stuff at that's going to be the last one, and then they're dead.
Oh, that's always so sad.
It's going to be, yeah, it's going to be my last chance to get them. I only have like half of them.
I want to get the rest of the DDBY Cafe de Toho stuff.
Oh, that shit's so good.
I have 4 and 8. I want to get the rest, but they're expensive as hell. Like, a copy of the first album goes for at least like 5,000 yen, usually more.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
I feel like now that they've released 8 albums, they should put out like a box set. 8 is a reasonable number for that.
Yes, I was very happy to find that. I guess it's pronounced Zion. I always thought it was Zion, but Zion released the 12 prog rock albums as a complete set. And I got someone to buy that for me last year. Oh my god, it's so nice having those.
Nice.
Let's see here. Someone asked a question. Keth, since you've been here so long and seen the different little eras of radio, what is your opinion on the live mixing boom? I think it's pretty neat that a lot more DJs are live mixing now, and that the community itself is also taking an interest in it with the stuff like Ukabash. I think it's great. I really do. But I mean, that means like we got more actual DJs instead of just playlist fags like myself. But most of them end up playing UNTS, and that kind of feeds into the issue of now we've just got too many UNTS DJs, and we are technically supposed to be an just a straight Anison radio, not remix radio. That's what Hanyu is for. And I prefer to keep it JP in general instead of just A, because there's only so much good A music, honestly. Anon, I have live mixed twice on stream. I haven't touched my controller in like 6 months now, but it's too much of a pain for me, honestly. And especially because I want to get away from playing UNTS so much. And I can't be arsed to live mix like metal or anything, so.
I'm technically a playlist fag. Like, when I do my Sunday streams, I'm just playlisting.
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine with just staying with playlists.
Yeah, I mean, I like it. And I like it when, I mean, one thing I do try to do when I have, like, a particularly inspired theme is, like, actually try to curate well. Like, I'll actually consider how I'm arranging the order of songs in the playlist, like, what kind of mood I'm creating. You know, there's, like, a rise and a fall. I try to group, like, tracks together. It's not just like, okay, shove a bunch of songs into the player and go.
I usually do the latter. Sometimes I will try to organize stuff a little bit, but even that is just so much of a fucking pain.
Yeah, best DJ is Hanyu, hands down.
By far.
Yeah, it's not even close. I mean, who can keep up with her level of output? Yeah, I'm looking at Mandarake right now, and a copy of Cafe de Toho 1 is 6,000 yen.
Jesus Christ, and that's used, isn't it?
Yeah, and 2 and 3 are also 4,000 yen, and let me double check the condition. I'm pretty sure they're used.
That's harsh. I mean, most of the Felt albums, I was able to find, I think, all but 3 or 4 still sold new, normal price of like, I think it was 1,500 yen. But I don't have the money right now, so that's why I'm really hoping I get this job so I can buy that shit again. Because I really want to finish that collection.
When will Hanyu start live mixing? Can you imagine if somebody programs like a self-learning AI that begins to like mix tracks together live?
So technically speaking, I don't know if you've ever noticed it. I don't know if Traktor has it, but Rekordbox has basically an auto DJ function.
Yeah.
So it exists.
Technically, we could make Hanyu live mix. Oh my goodness.
You're not just playing something on this
one. What are these rules that somebody's posting?
They honestly look like something I would have posted at some point.
I think this is you. I think this is like your like rules for new DJs.
Voices of anything for no real reason. Let me fix
that. Holy shit! Yeah, I'm done. I'm already.
Oh
banned.
Yeah, I think this. I think this was me. Keep shit mostly JP. Wrenching son. Okay.
Rest in peace.
Shitty song. I think I think these are actually what I gave Bacon as an ultimatum when I was the very last time I defended him from getting banned back in, I guess it would have been right after I took over from Killam, late 2017 to early 2018. Bacon almost got banned again. And I think he was actually banned, but I just pleaded to give him one more chance. And that was the ultimatum I gave him. And I told him, if you do too much away from this, I'm not going to stop the others from banning you again.
Sensible.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I've actually honestly grown tired of a lot of Bacon's shit over the years, too. I can kind of understand the other staff at this point. But it's mostly the way he talks is just, in IRC at times,